Hi, y'all. My name is Danasia, and I'm a 22-year-old type A black girl from Las Vegas who just moved to New York City last year to work for L'Oreal as a financial analyst.
Hey, y'all. My name is Faith, and I'm a 23-year-old type A black girl from AZ living in Denver, working remotely for Cisco as a business analyst.
This season is finally here, and we can't wait to share more about our personal lives, working big girl jobs,
relationships, and life in general as type A black girls. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Type A Black Girl Season 8. Yeah, in the studio.
In the studio.
Okay. Obviously, we've already been having a very fun season, as you guys can see. If you guys follow us Instagram, GroupMe, or just have been following us on our individual socials, like, you know, during this time in January, we've been batch recording.
Doing a lot, yeah.
We've been doing a lot. Traveling with baby suitcases, working a 9-to-5, sometimes not even taking a nap. I'm struggling.
And, yeah, I can't even take a nap because I know if I go to sleep, I would not be here right now.
Literally, this morning, I started counting because I was like, I'm going to say this in the pod. She had no less than 8 different sound alarms. And I was like, what is she preparing for?
And I don't remember any of them.
Mind you, it would like ring for less than a second and she'd stop it. And I'm like, does she know she's doing this?
The craziest part is I don't even remember. Like, literally, my mom has told me she can't even, when I used to live at home, she'd be like, I can't tell you anything until you're up out of the bed. And even then, because I, like, my brain, literally, I won't remember anything. It's like a ghost time. Like, you can tell me anything when I first wake up and I hear that alarm and I won't remember a thing. Like, you're telling me this. I only remember brushing my teeth.
Bro, so last night, we were like, we're going to have a day. We're going to have a night where we plan the podcast. We ordered Chinese food. And bao buns taste like thick communion. I was struggling. Like, I was like, I was really struggling yesterday. And then the wings, like, I was eating them, but I was like, I want to leave a bad Yelp review. Like, I was not enjoying myself yesterday. I was like, we really have different tastes. Because she was like, there's this really good, you know, bao place. And I was like, okay. Not bao places. Like, dumplings.
Like, it's like a ramen spot.
Yeah. But we didn't get ramen. We got bao buns.
And Asian zing wings.
Yeah. Yeah. And Demi was like, you're not going to like the bao buns. And I was like, oh, like, Danasia really likes it. We don't have similar anything.
Clearly,
tastes,
we don't.
Bro,
because I was just like, I love this place. Like, literally, I go there all the time.
Yes, and I was like, you know what? Let's not look at Yelp reviews. I'm gonna look because there's literally just no way. But yeah, so what did we watch yesterday, moms?
Oh my god, the one where the wife, her husband dies, and then she see him on the baby camera
and
she's like,
I see my husband, like, the whole time. Yeah. It's 8 episodes, and we are limited series girlies. We watch Behind Her Eyes.
Go watch Behind Her Eyes right now.
Not in the dark, though.
Not alone either.
Uh-uh.
So maybe that etches a lot of y'all out, y'all in the dark or alone. Go home and watch that. Literally, yeah. That series, the last episode, left us mouth open.
And the thing is, I forgot about it. And Danasia had recapped it to me, and I was like,
She was reliving it. That series tore me up.
Yeah.
So, my dad actually slept through the whole thing, only watched the last episode. He said, yeah, that was crazy. I said, I agree, Marvin. I agree. Like, yeah, it was literally one of the most insane endings. I don't think, and usually I predict endings very well.
Yeah.
Never in a million years would have guessed that.
But yeah, we're limited series friends. We realized, and other than Money Heist. Money Heist was, that was a whole thing.
My favorite series.
Yeah. And we're watching it. And I will say probably by episode 3, you knock out. But I didn't realize, because the thing is, when I make a sound, she will make a sound. When she make a sound, I make a sound. So I know
Rick Ross.
I wouldn't do that. Yeah. And then I'm making a sound. She didn't make a sound. And I'm like, she not find that funny?
Why are we not laughing?
I looked at her, I'm like, oh, she knocked out. I'm like, okay, let me finish this episode. And then I'll just rewatch it with her in the morning or tomorrow. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, maybe she'll wake up. But then I forgot, Danasia don't wake up. She's literally
really bad. I think I might need to go to a sleep doctor.
Moms, it's bad.
Like, I literally hibernation. And maybe this is, like, not something I should say on the pod for my own safety. But, like, someone could really come in and rob and take everything.
It's rough.
They could say hi, and I'd be like, get home safe. No. I literally don't know what's happening.
It's a whole thing. So then, because she's laying down, and I'm like, okay, well, I don't know how light. I know you're a deep sleeper, but I was like, I know, like, if I turn off the TV for Dammy, like, he'll wake up. So I was like, oh, I don't want to wake her up. She's sleeping so nicely. So I'm like,
don't worry about it.
No, I keep the TV on, and I'm like, okay, well, I need to get myself ready. So I get my heating pad. I get in the bed. I put my headphones on, and I put my Modern Family on. We're good. I wake up in the middle of the night. She ends up getting in the bed, but she's taking about 75% of the bed. And I'm like, she, how?
I don't know what's going to happen if I ever live with a man. I genuinely don't know, because poor thing. Like, I literally, she asked me, oh, what side of the bed do you usually sleep on? I said, take your preference. Like, I'd be in the middle. I was trying so hard.
That's so crazy.
And that's why I just let you go to sleep first.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So I will accommodate to whatever you need.
Yeah. So I have my headphones on, but in the middle of the night, my headphones die, but I'm so delirious. I'm like, wow, like, I can't really hear Modern Family that well. Mind you, I have the headphones on, and I'm like watching a full episode, or I'm going to sleep to a full episode. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to wake up Danasia. Modern Family is playing out loud. My headphones done died. So I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, you know what? I need Modern Family to play at a specific volume, and I don't want to wake her up, and I don't want to just be blasting Modern Family in her ear. Now you wouldn't know.
I would have known.
You'd have been good.
Didn't even know what show was on. So,
and I don't even know how you turned off the TV either, because you were probably.
I woke up. I don't even remember. I remember like waking up, and I was like, like, what's, where am I? And TV was off, and I. That's all.
You have an automatic timer?
It does turn off after a couple hours.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. But I don't know what episode you ended up waking up on.
I told her, I remember when the kids was doing, she said, oh, that's not the episode I went to sleep on. So
we'll have to figure that out. On Friday, we'll have downtime to actually watch stuff come Friday, because we're actually going to do a truth or drink.
Yes.
I don't know when it's coming out on Patreon, but like, y'all know I don't drink. If you don't, that is not my inhibition of choice. Okay. So. And the thing is, when the Naja was talking about drinking, she was like, yeah, like, I literally will just say anything that comes to my mind.
So, they say that your moon sign is who you are when you're drunk. Do you know your moon sign?
No.
That co-star app. Mine's Leo. Makes a lot of sense.
Hold on. Don't you hate Leo men?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I think things get along great whenever I'm around at a party.
Oh, have a grand
time. I'm looking at whoever is the most extrovert in the room, and they're not my bestie. Like, I will literally say anything. This, any type of anxiety or shyness I have goes immediately away.
Girl, I'm talking, I said moon sign for Scorpio. I don't think that's how that works.
No, we'll get back
we'll
to you.
We'll figure it out. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, Udit.
Udit, yes. Okay, so Zara. Honestly, the only reason why I'm saying Zara so much is because my little brother took me shopping, because he's like, I just want to bless you for your presence. And I'm like, mind you, I just met my little brother for the second time in real life, probably in the last 2 years. So it's like a very different dynamic. And I obviously, Griffin, he's 13, and I've known him his entire life since he was literally a baby. Oh, my sweet little baby. And now I'm seeing... My dad just could not stop having kids. Mm. And we did not realize. So they thought I was 27 back in COVID because I had a house. Okay. Turns out we are literally 11 months apart.
That's insane.
Just crazy. Different mamas too. Goodness gracious.
But 27 in COVID?
Come on now. But the thing is, they had never really seen a, like, I guess, woman, girl buy a house at a young age, or I don't know. I really am just trying to give him excuses, but yeah. So he took me shopping, and Zara was having an amazing sale. I don't know if they're still having it, but it's basically like 60-70% off of like the original tags. Child, I think this was 20. It was originally 70.
Girl,
like,
I was at work cleaning up. Because all you have is Zara. Yeah, my job is connected to a mall. Terrible. I literally came back. I was sneaking the Zara bag into the office. Like,
imagine. But that's like, you. If you were to do anything, that's the,
my coworker said, "What you got there?" I said,
"Mind your business,
files, bro."
Like, imagine. No, but the thing is, Danasia has been a Zara girl through, I think, since we've been friends, honestly.
Yeah.
So Danasia's been a Zara girl, and I was like, I went in there once. I said, "I'm not paying all that money. Why would I do that?" No.
Why you got to catch them when they got that sale.
Yes. And the thing is, literally, like this top, like I need y'all to see how my body looked in this. Hold on.
It's giving girlfriends.
It's giving, like, I don't know. I'm a survivor. But yeah, like I'm really enjoying this thing. Y'all know, I think you guys have seen these before. If not, it's in another episode. These are my Shein pointy heels. I love a good pointy heel. They might be a little bit uncomfortable, and they might. I can't walk in heels, but I love a good kitten heel. Mm-hmm. And I don't have many heels. But the ones I have are this small because I have no arch, so my feet are literally like this, and it's literally a pain to wear heels. Oh, goodness gracious. This is a dammy, a chain, and then some neck earrings. That I will say that I think they're, let's just say they're Amazon. I have actually no clue, though.
Yeah.
What about you, moms?
Same. My earrings are Amazon. These bracelets are, I think they're Charlotte Russe.
Whoa.
Before they closed.
Wow.
Long time. TBT for real. Go way back. Yeah. You know, Charlotte Russe used to be that girl.
Oh, for real.
Rings. This one was a gift. I don't know where it's from. But these ones were from this little shop I found. We could actually go. It was like a flea market in New York.
Ooh.
And they had all these little rings and stuff. So
maybe Saturday after pasta, depending.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Chelsea Markets. Literally amazing. And I used to be a gold girl, but I'm kind of being a silver girl.
Yeah. You've dipped in. You've had a few silver episodes.
I love a good silver, honestly, yeah. Now. And necklace, my 222 necklace. And this top, actually, it's a drip. Maybe I'll do the little.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This is from
Boohoo. Oh, love.
These are doll
skill. Love. Love, oh. Love, love.
I'd be forgetting we don't have like attachable mics. They probably didn't hear any of that.
They'll figure it out.
That, yeah. This is from Boohoo. The shoes are from Dawes Kill.
Yeah. Love, yeah. Love, love. This episode, we are going to get into some listener questions. But first, before we get into that, we're going to do two questions of the week. So, moms first, are there more doors or windows in the world?
Oh, I meant to put wheels. Same thing.
I mean,
though.
Either way.
Doors or wheels in the world? In the world? That was a tongue twister.
Doors or wheels? Okay, well, wheels.
I want to say wheels, but then I think about doors.
Oh,
think about
car doors.
Like for every car door, think about if you got a van.
But then do these wheels have to be attached to anything, or they could just sit in the factory?
Just wheels.
I'll say doors. Now that you said car doors, I wouldn't think about car doors.
Because think about cabinets. That's a door.
You think cabinets are doors?
Well, I'm thinking entry and exit.
Well, with that definition, yeah, they're doors. But I'm not like, oh, that's, look at that door.
Okay, then maybe cabinets aren't up for debate, but like even just like a front door, a back door, a sliding
door. I was thinking of sliding doors. That would count as two.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But then doors. I'm thinking, think of all the little like NASCAR toys. Those are all wheels.
Oh, obviously, as you guys can tell, this was Danae's question.
Like, what? No, I've been thinking about this, y'all. It's on my brain. I couldn't put two and two together on which one would be.
Where'd you come up with that one?
I feel like somebody asked me and it just stuck in there. See.
That's a good like dinner question, like a first date question.
Yeah.
Just like kind of like to break the ice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Child.
Save that for your next date, I guess.
No, facts. So just
because we don't know the answer.
No, we don't know the answer, obviously. And when this came up when Danasia was making me a sandwich because I was just going after I got off the plane. And the sandwich was good. Provolone, turkey, but I couldn't quite put my finger. Okay. Wow.
I did a little ham
wow.
Turkey.
Yeah. I couldn't quite put my finger on what was wrong with it. But I was like, that was a decent sandwich, you know? And I was making another sandwich the next day. And I was like, hey, mom, like, do you have mayo? And she's like, no. I was like, do you have ranch? Like, no.
I don't have white condiments in my home.
It's always something, bro. I swear it's always something, bro. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I don't know how it came up, but I was like, do you season your sandwiches?
And I said, I've never once put no garlic and onion powder on a sandwich.
And I was like, what? Mind
maybe
you.
Maybe salt and pepper. Like if I go to like Subway, and yeah. Like, any toppings? Salt and pepper.
Wow. Yeah, no, I'll do like red wine vinegar, oil, like the whole thing. But if I'm at the house, mind you, I was FaceTiming Fee. She's been a guest twice. Our only guest has been twice.
I think so.
And I'm making like a whole thing. I'm like mayo, mustard, ranch, onion powder, garlic powder, salt, pepper, red pepper flakes, you know, because I'm half Nigerian at this point. So red pepper flakes go on everything. And I'm making like a little spread. You see what I'm saying? And she's like, what are you putting that on? What are you making? And I was like, a sandwich. She's like, what kind of sandwich? I said, a sandwich with turkey. How do people not season their sandwiches? So then I asked Hope and Joy, which are my little sisters. I said, do y'all season y'all sandwiches? Because I'm thinking this is a family thing. They're like, no, Faith, you're weird.
No, I literally was like, I've never once put any seasonings on. Like, if I'm going to do that, I would just make, like, I'm going to start seasoning. I'm going to season some meat. We're going to cook some meat, you know? Like, I'm not about to season no turkey and provolone.
Yeah. It needs an extra oomph.
Like, if we're making a spread, that's different. Because it's like, okay, it's all going in the same.
I mean, if I have time, you know? But if not, I'm just onion powder, garlic powder, all my condiments and red pepper flakes.
I feel like I would just taste it too much. Like, yeah. It just tastes like sand. Like, it's just like
the texture. Oh, the graininess of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just adds no extra.
Extra cake.
Yeah, extra addition to the freaking sandwich. Wow. So good.
See, clearly we have very different.
Different like, everything,
food,
bro.
Yeah. Because when she asked for mayo, I was like, oh, I don't think I've ever in life bought mayo.
Yeah, and we got pizza with the spiciest pepperoni. Mind you, I put red pepper flakes on everything, like I said. So I put on the pepper. I didn't read the box. It says the spicy.
The home of the spicy pepperoni.
Exactly. Well, so I'm literally delirious because we were like hungry. Yeah. Mind you, I'm kind of feeling it now. I don't know what we're about to eat tonight. We're going to figure it out.
Yeah. I'm famished. My stomach's touching my back.
No. Okay. And I'm like.
She's like panting. I'm like, moms, you want some water?
And so the next day I'm like, hey, mom, did that pizza have any cheese on it? Because there was no determining cheese on it. Like, it looked like there was cheese, but tasting it, it tastes like bread. Like soggy bread and pepperoni. And there were so many pepperonis on there.
I've never seen a pizza with more pepperoni. Ugh. And spicy pepperoni at that.
And it wasn't like, and the thing is, all you saw was famous people on the wall. And I'm like, why is this pizza so famous?
It was Prince Street Pizza, which everybody raves about, but I don't think it's all that.
I think it might be better drunk.
If you're going to come to New York, go to Lucali's. Like,
oh.
Bomb as hell.
Yes.
That's the place you got to wait in line for. They don't take reservations.
Oh.
So you got to stand out there. And imagine my surprise when my friend was like, oh, we got to go and wait in line. And we ended up being in line for 2 hours in the summer heat.
Was it that good?
It was worth it.
Okay,
I'm not gonna
hold
you. Yeah. And it was BYOB. I said, so I gotta go. We gotta go down the street and get our own root beers. What's going on?
They specialize in pizza, and that's it.
That's it. They say bring literally everything else.
That's in 2 hours.
Yeah, and I literally almost passed down the line.
Oh,
it was
you.
Hot, and I was not prepared for all that. I'm sweating my edges out. I literally went to the corner store and I literally put my head in the freezer. And the man said, "Ma'am, you can't do that." I looked at him, I put the head right back in that freezer. I said, do you want me to pass it on your floor? Or do you want to put my head in this freezer? And he said, 5 minutes. I said, I said, okay, I'll take it.
I didn't realize it was that bad.
It was that bad. Like, I had to buy water. Like, we were just outside sweating, standing for 2 hours.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
And then at the last, like, 15 minutes, these guys came around. They're like, we pay us to stand in line for you. We're the line guys. We're the line guys. I'm like, where were y'all 2 hours ago?
Because I would have paid.
What are y'all rates?
Imagine.
I was ready to Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, whatever they had.
Being an adult is paying for convenience, and that's one of them.
Every time, especially here, I will pay for convenience daily. But speaking of things that y'all might not want to know, you probably didn't want to know any of that.
No, facts.
If this isn't your question,
yeah,
you know, just stay tuned. Submit questions to our free suggestion bots.
Yeah.
We have a link tree with all of our links in it. This is completely anonymous. You can have any dilemma, any question that you guys have for us, and we see all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a list here that we're just going to go down.
Facts.
But moving forward, we are going to start having all of our listener questions on Patreon.
Yeah.
So pay that $3 a month.
Pay that $3. We might have a little bit here and there if you are a Patreon member and you want it to be answered faster. We'll do it on potentially on the current season. But if you need it, like, I need this answered and I'm a Patreon member, on the next episode that y'all record, add Patreon to it, and it's an honor system.
Yeah. Now, listen, there's no button that says, I'm a Patreon member. You have to type out, I'm a Patreon member. Can you please answer this ASAP? And we will prioritize yours to the top of the list.
Exactly.
Because we usually go chronologically. Whoever sent it in earlier gets theirs answered first.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Patreon member, just let us know in the free suggestion box that you are one, and we will prioritize your question and squeeze it into our episode somehow.
Yeah. And if you, let's say you already submitted a question and you want it answered faster and you're a Patreon member, just say, hey, I was talking about this. I'm a Patreon member. Please answer this question.
Yeah.
And we could do that. It's only $3. That's literally less than a Starbucks drink. I think the cheapest Starbucks drink is $5. And we're not doing Starbucks.
No.
So go ahead and support us. If we've ever made you giggle, if you've ever used any type of advice, if you've ever looked forward to a Friday or a Sunday, now a Wednesday, for a Type of Black Girl episode, just to bring a little in your life, go ahead and pay them $3. Because we're trying, one of our goals for this year is to break more than even. Okay? Yeah. And we got a long way to go.
So tap in. That's what we're saying.
Okay. You want to go with first question, moms?
Yeah, here we go. Okay. So this first question says, as a work from home girly, how do you avoid getting too comfortable staying in the house for days on end and not going out and being social?
Figure out something to do to chop out your week. Plan something on a Tuesday or a Wednesday so you're not looking forward to Monday. I'm looking forward to Friday. You see what I'm saying? Yep. Like book a class, or go on a walk, bro. Go on a walk. You need vitamin D, bro. Like, come on. Go on that walk. Let's say it's too cold. Plan something with your friend. Let's say you don't have enough friends. Plan a picnic with yourself. Solo dates are a thing.
Yep.
Okay? Get it together because you need to go outside. And I am a culprit because I will stay inside for 2-3 days at a time because I am work from home. But it's very important to really diversify your days. Let's say every 2 days. Let's start off. Every 2 days, you need to go outside.
Yeah, even if it's just on a walk.
Even if
Which is hard, especially if you live in a cold environment. I'd be like, I want to put the mittens on just to go outdoors. But sometimes you need to. And if you do work in a city where, like, you can see your coworkers, what's really helped my team, because we all work different days sometimes, is just planning, like, a monthly outing. Like, hey, guys, let's all go to happy hour on this day.
Yeah.
Or let's just plan to all be in the office on this day. Yeah. That way, at least once a month, you're seeing the people that you're on teams with or a call with every single day.
Yeah. But if they're out of the state or out of the country like mine are, you got to really rely on yourself or your friends, or just do like a virtual picnic with one of your friends. You see what I'm saying? You really got to rely on your friends for this, and definitely rely on yourself and get comfortable with being by yourself, which is very hard. And also, I was listening to the it's the Wharton girl. What's her name?
Alexis Barber.
Alexis Barber's podcast. Too pretty for this? Love too her. Smart for this. Too smart for this. And she was like, honestly, I just go out and daydream. She's like, I am the luckiest girl in the world. And if they can have, literally what Nader's saying, if not them, then who? Me. You see what I'm saying?
Why not me?
Literally, why not me? And she'll just daydream about all the things she wants to happen. And it kind of really healed your inner child, because as a child, you daydream. Yeah. You don't know it's that. You're just doing it because you're a child. But do stuff that would make your inner child happy.
Yeah.
During the middle of the week. And it really will diversify your week. And you won't dread the upcoming weeks because you have something on that Tuesday or Wednesday. And find concerts.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and if you guys are like hybrid girlies like me, plan. Like, unfortunately, my office is now forcing us to come in on 2 Fridays a month.
Sick.
And I was really trying to be positive about it, but I was like, I literally have never been on the office on a Friday.
Mm.
Now I'm making Fridays my explore days. Like, okay, that's my incentive. Once I get off of work, I'm going to go explore the city because I have a whole folder of things I want to do.
Yeah.
Never did them. So try to find a fun day where you can make that not just a work day, but an explore day too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Next question is from Instagram. So you guys can submit questions on Instagram. It's just for the okay. What's the word?
Anonymity?
Okay. I feel like that little thing for Finding Nemo.
I think I added an N in there, but y'all can.
You got it. You got it. Yeah. You guys can submit it on Free Suggestion Box or Instagram. Either way, we're going to answer it. So may y'all please make an episode on skincare. Y'all have amazing skin, and since moving to college, my skin has been going crazy. Same with my hair, and I suspect both are due to hard water. But now that I'm back home, I want to revive my skin and need tips. P.S. I love the podcast and am elated to see that it is thriving and gaining more traction.
Aww,
thank you, sweets. Thank you so much. Thank you for the skin compliments and the hair compliments. I'll go ahead and start first. During that time on TikTok, everybody was like, you need this skincare and that skincare. I wanted to buy everything. I think I bought what I could at that time because I was trying to still pay off debt and stuff. But I was like, you know what? I don't need 17 million things, 11 things. I just need what works for me. And I know I have combination skin. And now that I moved to Denver, the things that work for me in North Carolina don't work for me anymore. You see what I'm saying? So moving does, you have to adjust it, unfortunately, with our adult faces. I just use Pond's cream. It has a little pot like this, real cheap in Walmart. What else do I do? You know that snail mucin that everybody had?
Yep.
I only use it because I don't like to waste. It will be empty that I will not be buying again.
Snail mucin broke me out, so really? I'm not a fan. Yeah,
really, I don't think it does anything. But because I'm such a routine person, it feels off if I don't do it.
Yeah.
So I got about this much left, mind you. I bought it at the top of last year.
Oh my god.
So yeah, but the thing, it lasts if it works, sure. But I use that, and then what else do I do? No, actually, that's it. That's all I use for my face. Now, some girlies are going to hate me, but I use Cantu. I'm a Cantu girl. Oh, I just, wow. Yeah. Honestly, the girlies.
It smells the best.
The girlies hate Cantu. And honestly, I'm trying to get all my stuff empty, which is hard, so that I can start doing stuff with no alcohol, because I really want to focus on getting my hair length. Like, I really want a big afro, and then when I straighten it, like a nice,
yeah,
you know, bust down, okay? So, but like, no real bust down. It's face bust down. You see what I'm saying? So, I use Cantu. I use a lot, the Miele hair mask.
Oh.
That helped my hair revert back, because I straightened my hair, and sometimes the front sometimes act like I'm still in seventh grade straightening my hair. It's like, girl, I just blow dried you. Relax. But the Miele hair mask, and then the Cream of Nature hair mask, as well as the Cream of Nature. Well, it's the honey hair mask, the Cream of Nature pre-shampoo.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. If you're tender-headed, that pre-poo will literally, it's like very aloe-based.
It literally slicks your hair. It tangles every single knot you think you had.
Oh, I wish my inner child is so happy when I don't dread wash day.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And then I also use Shea Moisture Intensive moisture repair shampoo and conditioner. Yep. Yeah, you have that. I got a Christmas set of Olaplex. It works
bad, and this literally pains me to say, because
it's so expensive.
My coworkers have been like, we can't use competitor products, and I'm like, girl, that Olaplex work. I'm so sorry, the K18, it works. But also Redken acidic bond concentrate does work.
Redken acidic, but we'll make a post of all these things.
We'll put it here or somewhere. Yeah, literally.
And if we don't, it'll be on a post.
Yeah, literally. You'll see it. Yeah. But yeah, no, all those, if you have heat damage, you have color damage. For me, I'm not gonna lie, dyeing my hair blonde was great for the moment. I literally think it suited me so well. Now it's kind of like a brown color. Worst thing I could have done for my hair. I think I would have been had a bust down had I not dyed it.
What?
My stylist was like, girl, I'm not gonna lie, the blonde is cute, but it's literally killing your hair. Like, if you want the bust down, you probably could have been had it, but your ends are literally breaking off. And I'm like, I've literally been Olaplexing down. She's like, no, like, you just need to grow the color out. So, I mean, as you can see, like, I am growing the color out. That wasn't really even intentional. I just haven't gotten a touch up, but now I'm like, oh, like, I'm kind of in between, do I just do it because it's cute and keep on with the blonde because I like the blonde and I have the health, or do I just, like, go
back to black? Those in-betweens, it's like your hair is falling out, because I remember my blonde, I ended up dyeing my hair. I just, sometimes when I just need to spice up my life and I'm, like, feeling myself get into, like, a depressive episode, I need to get a piercing, get a tattoo, or dye my hair. Not getting a new piercing anytime soon. Potentially might get a tattoo soon, but it wasn't in the budget. And a box dye was the best bet. So I just dyed that part and honestly just re-dyed this whole thing because it was dark brown, but I wanted black because my engagement photos, I got this hair that I want that's on this TikTok. I want it waving. I want the Pinterest white girl hair. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all will see. They'll be out by this time. So yeah, that's what I do, moms. What do you do for your face?
Okay, I could honestly... I could talk about a whole episode on my skincare journey, because growing up, I didn't have bad skin. Like, I never had an acne phase. Like, my skin was good.
Yeah.
I turned 21. I could probably pinpoint it to the day I turned 21. Shit hit the fan.
Really?
I started having breakouts out of nowhere. I had pimples, but it wasn't like you could see the point, if that makes sense. Like, they were under the skin pimples. Like, I just had texture, and I was just like, I don't know what's wrong, but I just started using all these products that I was a victim of TikTok.
Yep.
I was like, okay, I'm going to buy Panazzle, that face wash. Oh, did that work? Girl, that single-handedly ruined my skin. Because I wasn't using it correctly. The girls were like, just use this every night. It has benzoyl peroxide in it. I think I literally was using that every single night. And then there's also the Polish Choice 2%
niacinamide.
No, it's like a little black bottle with a white cap. If you know, I might put it up here. Yeah. If you know, you know, like that. I was doing the Panazzle and then doing that both the same.
That seems night. Very strong for some.
And I was just like, I don't think I really needed that. But I was like, no, like they're all doing different things. This is what I need. I was using so many different products. I literally was messing my skin up even worse. Like my skin was terrible. And then I finally got into a better place and I had all these acne scars. And I was like, you can literally have clear skin, but then you have the scars. It looks worse than it is. So literally for like a good year and a half, I was literally just struggling through this. And no one really talks about how bad acne is.
And it affects everything.
It affects everything. It's like, bro, this is the first thing people see is the face card. And I was like, face card don't decline, but skin card is declining badly. Like, we're in the red.
Yeah.
And it was literally so terrible. I went to the derm because I went to an esthetician too. And she kind of didn't really help either. She was just like, oh, you just need to use the products and alternate different nights. And I was like, that's I think lot. The problem is the products.
Yeah.
Not everything you see on TikTok works for your skin.
Tuh.
Because I was like, I want glass skin. And she was like, well, what the girlies get glass skin with, that might not work for you because you have sensitive skin.
So yeah.
You can't just try everything.
Facts, yeah.
So once I figured that out, I realized less really is more. I went to the dermatologist and I was on Epiduo Forte, like gel. Mm-hmm. And I did that every night. And literally, it changed my skin, like, completely. Like, I haven't had an issue since. Like, wow. It cleared up acne scars. I stopped cutting out everything. Even the faded topicals, like, scar cream. Yeah. I was like, let me use that. But I was like, I don't even want to mix chemicals.
Facts.
Now I'm like, I stick to one. If you're going to do a chemical, stick to one. Mm-hmm. If you're starting out. Don't start ODing it. Even retinol was rough. I was like, I don't really know how to do this. Like, I'm just throwing it into the routine because it says it's anti-aging. And
yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, my God, you got to start early.
With but the retinol like, and the 2% niacinamide. And
what does these mean? And the glow drops. Like, it's so overwhelming to be a girl. Like, this is so sick. Very. But yeah, so I just started doing that, and I now just do it's like a face reality skincare brand. They have like a dehydrator toner. I use that, and then I use a Vichy hyaluronic acid my face lotion, which is just like Simple. It's literally a brand called Simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then I at night,
oh, like a green top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night, I use the Epiduo. And that's literally my whole routine. Mm. And in the morning, I just put on a sunscreen.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot. I use the Roche Posay for my face wash.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would dread taking off my makeup. And I was trying to figure out things that I dread. And now that I have the money to pay for things, I'm like, how can we solve this with paying for something?
Yeah.
I dreaded it because stuff would go down my hands. Oh, I hated that God, so much.
The worst feeling.
And I hated having to scrub my face. So I do a makeup dissolver usually. I didn't bring it, but I usually do a makeup dissolver. And I put the little scrunchies. It feels so much better. I enjoy taking off my makeup now.
Bro. And if you have, I also realize like your just day-to-day life, like if you're not changing your pillowcases, that could be breaking you out.
Yeah.
Using the same brushes, not cleaning them, beauty blenders, I realize that's breaking me out.
Oh, wash your brushes.
Oh my God, I forgot the biggest thing. Also, check all the ingredients in your products. I didn't realize that the foundation I was using, I love Fenty now. Fenty is my girl. But the foundation that I was using was the Fenty foundation. I realized once I stopped using that, I stopped having breakouts. That was what was causing all my clogged pores.
Mm.
Literally, if you are a girly and you feel like, okay, I'm not having pimples, but like my pores are clogged, like that type of thing, there's this app. It's called, hold on. It's called Acne Safe. Literally, you just copy and paste the ingredients list, like, online of the products you use and put it in that.
Mm.
I realized almost every single product I use was clogging all my pores.
What, bro?
And once I stopped that and I just stuck to one chemical,
mm-hmm.
and I just simplified my whole routine, I have not had a breakout, like, even on my period.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's truly amazing.
Yeah.
I might get a pimple here and there, but it's really probably because I'm not drinking enough water.
Yeah. Or gut health, like... You know, take your probiotic.
Now I gotta drink kombucha. I never in my life.
Bro, it's a whole thing.
Growing up gets real expensive.
It gets real rough. Yeah, and I was like, my mom was like, well, you know, your skin changes after every 7 years. So now I'm nervous as hell for 28 because what's that gonna look like?
Yeah.
Because when I tell you 21, I don't know what changed, but a lot did.
Yeah.
So I hope that helps, guys. And, you know, the hair, of course, just, you know, all the wrecks.
You know what you do? What you do, I've never seen a black person do, use dry shampoo.
I sure do.
Yeah.
It helps me not have to straighten my hair.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, her hair is so straight. I wonder if she straightens it every day.
No.
And it's literally, and you get to do the brown kind.
Yeah, I get like a brown, if I have a sew-in or like I have like clip-ins, I'll just do like dry shampoo and that's how I keep my sew-in dip.
Yeah. And how often do you straighten your hair, you think?
Once a month. I wrap it. Every religiously.
Oh yeah, no, she'd be having a curlless. I'm like,
because
wow,
I'm like,
so
bro,
brave.
I just don't want to have the heat damage. I'm so afraid of heat damage.
Yeah, I believe it.
And I'm just like, if these curls don't revert, I'm gonna cry because I've spent so much time being natural. Like yeah. I will literally just like, even like, there's been nights I come home drunk and I'm like, just do it, Danasia. Literally coaching myself through it.
Wow, you're so brave.
Yeah,
and this is why I'm natural because I don't have to watch. I should, but I know I'm lazy.
Yeah.
I'm a lazy natural, so whatever that entails. But yeah, I'm like, I would love that hair.
When my hair is curly, though, yeah, I'm just throwing the bonnet on.
I don't really care. Yeah, I'll throw a bonnet. Fingers crossed. We'll see. I'm getting better as I'm getting older, but I literally, as that literally 2024. I've literally been what wrapping my hair a little bit better in 2024, and it's literally the 24th. So we shall definitely see. Okay, next question.
This person says, I've noticed there are a lot of Black women that suffer from male pattern hair growth on their face. I've had it my entire life. Men literally argue my beauty on the simple fact that I have facial hair. I don't like that.
That's rude. That's ugly.
F them.
You don't need to talk to them.
I know this may not affect you guys, but could you touch on how to be comfortable, confident with yourselves as a 20-something?
Yeah.
First of all, I don't like those guys. Mm-mm. They're at the top of my list now.
That part. And we got a long one.
And we got a long list, but they're now at the top.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, PCOS. I don't know if that's what you're dealing with. Yeah. I don't have PCOS, but I am a very hairy girl. Mm. And I went through laser, like, everywhere, head to toe, even on my face. Because I was like, I just hate having to, like, shave or like do all these wax treatments, and like I feel like it just makes it grow back worse, or like you now are dealing with like it's interfering with your skincare, you might be breaking out because of it too.
Facts.
So I would say look up PCOS stories of how women deal with that. Usually I think a lot of women do resort to laser because it's the only permanent solution.
Yeah.
Or electrolysis. I heard that's way more painful. It's literally where like they literally kill the hair cell.
Oh, but that also does sound expensive.
It does.
You see what I'm saying?
It's an investment. Like, I don't think realistically there are any, like, on-the-market cheap ways of hair removal to where you're not going to have either ingrowns or it's going to come back darker or...
Something might be go awry.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Exactly. Potentially go there. But I will say, like, finding people that look like you, that doesn't just mean your skin color. That means your experiences, your life experiences.
Skin.
Hashtag PCOS, hashtag male pattern...
Hair growth.
Like, figure out. I'm sure there are TikTokers and influencers that talk about these experiences. And honestly, just seeing somebody that like you that is going through that same thing feels so good. It's like I'm curating my For You page, and they're telling me their stories, and I'm sure I could relate to them. Like, I'm sure you're watching us because maybe you're a Black young 20-something. Find somebody like that on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. I'm sure they're there. You just got to find them.
Even Reddit threads, like the amount of times I was on Reddit threads for acne trying to figure out what to do, like it really did help a lot.
Yeah.
So I really recommend like finding people online or even people in your life, like us directly. I don't think we are directly dealing with that. Mm-hmm. But I think there are definitely people out there that are, and they can help you, and y'all could just like share tips because there's probably tips we don't know about.
Yeah. And you did right. You said lean on the Type A Black Girl group chat. Just see if there are any girlies out there who going through this. Because we have, I want to say we're at like 150 now.
Yeah.
We have a really tight-knit community on GroupMe. And I'm sure there's at least one girly that's been going through that. Or maybe know somebody that's going through that. Because it's really about building that network and building that sense of community. And we love y'all. And I'm sure, literally, if they can't relate, I'm sure they will just be a support group.
A support group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, let us know if you have any other questions, like that, and potentially we could have somebody on with that, but like we would need to find somebody. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. So, hey guys, this is a long one. I've been listening to y'all for a good minute now and decided to wise up, use my resources. I'm having a hard time with it. Seems like everything. Oh, I've been out of undergraduate school for a year now. I'm currently applying to grad schools and just trying to figure out life. I'm living with my parents again, which in and itself makes me feel stuck in my teenage era. Jobs are hard to find, and getting to graduate school seems even harder. As fellow Type A Black girls, do y'all have any advice to force yourself to slow down and take a breath before the full-on freak out, if you have those? Aside from the life front, on the boys front, I have a situation. Let's just say my life is a movie at times, a bad one. Eventful? ? I dated this guy for 3 years throughout high school. We broke up after we graduated. No matter what we have, somehow, some way, stayed in each other's lives. There isn't any more arguing or toxic behavior when we're around each other, yet I feel so confused after being around him. I say all that to ask you, do you guys have any pointers for women that are shy and antisocial on the dating front besides dating apps? That is the devil's playroom. The bar is in hell. Ready for something different, or is everyone in the trenches that are dating? Congrats on your engagement, Faith. Thanks of y'all for reply. This is a great community. Thank you, sweets.
Thank you. This is a really good question.
Yeah. Yeah. So you want to start with, I think you can maybe start help a little bit better on that first round.
Yeah, no, for sure. So like I have been in that same situation of like living with your parents as an adult and kind of being like, oh, like I'm not paying rent, but I'm kind of paying rent mentally. Mm-hmm. I'm paying rent in privacy. I'm paying rent in just feeling like I'm not an adult really. And it doesn't really count because I'm not in my own place.
Yeah.
And realistically, I wish I could go back and tell my past self this, like, it will get better. And realistically, the amount of money that you're saving with just being at your parents' house, once you get out on your own, it will definitely be a whole new whirlwind, and just to enjoy it then. Mm-hmm. I really wasn't living in the moment. I was constantly thinking about when I was going to move out and get to the next chapter. So I totally get how you feel. I was in the same boat. But definitely do remember that this is probably the last time that you will get to be around your parents, which is really hard, especially now when I think about the fact that I've moved out and I see them only a couple times a year.
Yeah.
I think about, like, time is limited, and I don't know how many times I realistically have to see them for the rest of both of our lives, mm-hmm. or all of our lives. Yeah. So that's kind of really helped me stay grounded, too, is just remembering that. And also, when you said applying to grad school, yeah, I totally get it. When I was applying to grad school, that was literally the most stressful time in my life. Like, that's when also in my acne and stuff, that's when it was the worst, because it was just stress too. So I understand how you feel. I would just say, even though things are eventful, stay on the right track. I didn't know there was light at the end of the tunnel in the moment. I was like, I'm doing all this, and I don't really know what if it's for anything, if it's going to amount to what I really want. Mm-hmm. But I would say just staying grounded on your goals, and trying to find small joys in life. Like, I would be stressed the hell out, but I was like, at least I get to see my friends on Friday.
Mm.
And that would get me through a whole week.
Yeah.
Even if you have to take week by week or day by day.
Okay.
That can really, really help.
Yeah.
And on the boys front too, girl, we live the same damn life. I mean, like, I get it. The bar is in hell. And I feel like you dated this guy for 3 years throughout high school. You broke up after you graduated. And you said you feel like there's no toxicity, but you're still in each other's lives. I get that. Like, there was a guy that I had situationship with for literally like 2 years. Mm. And there was nothing toxic happening, but it was like, also, this isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And we're wasting each other's time. And of course, we're still in each other's lives, and we love each other and we care about each other. But realistically, if it's not going anywhere, there's really no point in continuing it, because you all are wasting both your time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I would say either have that conversation with him and figure out, like, are we both just not trying to let go?
Yeah.
Do you just want to, are you waiting for there to somehow be like a revelation and y'all get back together? Like, really figure out first for you what you want out of it. And if you can think of yourself as like, okay, I don't want him in my life anymore, I want to date around, I would say it's best to cut that off. Because I'm not going to lie, if you are an overthinker or just a dream girly and you are a hopeless romantic, you're always going to, in the back of your head, think about him. Yeah. And think that there's like a what if.
Yeah. But also, I don't know if you wrote this down, or maybe I'm just, it's in my head, but like, you should not be confused. You will know if he wants you.
Yeah.
It's just that simple, especially 2 years. Like, in that dating, when you first start dating, it's a little bit hard because, like, both you guys are both trying to be nonchalant, but, like, it's a rat race. You know, it's literally a game. Yeah. But you've known him for 2 years. Do you have a list? Is he aligning with that list? Is there, when you see another man, do you want him and be like, I'm sure he could treat me better? Or you're like, oh, no, there's nobody who could treat me better than him. If that's it, well, there's no way that can happen, because, no.
Yeah, no. You're gonna be, yeah, realistically, if you gotta ask about him and get advice on how to handle the situation
from strangers,
he's not the one. And realistically, a lot of, like, I know you guys were in a relationship, but most situationships are usually just one-sided. One person's
that,
more confused than the other. One person
that.
Knows what it is, and one person doesn't.
One person cares way more than the other.
Yeah, so really evaluate, like, how does he treat you? Is it something that you want to keep on? And you're saying you're going to grad school. I'm assuming that means maybe moving as well. Like,
yeah.
You don't know if you don't want him in your life or not. I think that's something to figure out first.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're ready for something different. It feels like you're going through the transition.
It's hard.
Basically, it gets ugly before it gets pretty. So.
Okay. Goodness gracious. But yeah. Yeah. Hoping for the best, sweets.
This person says, how do you understand what's going on in the Bible? Is there a simpler version?
Girl,
who are you telling?
Girl, I'm not gonna hold you. I was just talking to my friend Kelly, and I said, girl, have you ever read Revelation? She said, no, my Bible stops right before that. I said, you're stupid, bro. I said, bro, I'm so scared. And I'm literally asking my mom, I'm like, what is it about? Can you give me like a spark notes? Like, I'm literally on a 90 day. It took me longer than 90, but to finish the New Testament, and I'm sitting here like, y'all, it's getting closer and closer to Revelation. I'm definitely have to read it in the morning.
Yeah. Listen. there's a YouTube channel. We literally have wrote all these down.
Yeah.
First of all, there's studylight.org. We'll probably put the link here somewhere where they kind of just decode what's happening. Yeah. There's sometimes I read the Bible and I'm like, okay, I'm reading the words, but I don't know what they're saying.
What's going on?
I don't know what any of that means. I need it broken down to me like I'm five.
Yeah.
So go on that website, honestly, and also looking up whatever you're reading on YouTube to see if there's either someone talking about it or decoding what it actually means.
I'm sure there is.
And how it relates to you as well.
Big facts. I will say having a Bible that you skim through and you're like, the devotionals make sense to me. It is amazing. Like a woman's Bible. When sometimes a woman's Bible, you know, you can tell they're written by a white woman. So you really have to, you can't just order off Amazon. You have to go into a Barnes & Noble
that relates to you
and figure out what relates to you. But also, I only read the Message because growing up, I was a pastor's kid and I did not understand what they're talking about. Like, literally, what are you talking about? When I figured out there was a Message Bible, I was like, oh my God, this is broken down to me. These are real words. This is not thou, shall, thou.
Yeah.
Like shouts. Like it was real words. And I was like, it's broken down for real. And I also, I sometimes, if I'm sitting down and reading the Bible, I'll start playing songs in the back of my head. I just cannot sit down and read a Bible. But audio, I've realized audio is my best friend. That's the reason why I love podcasts so much. Audiobook so much that I finished Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo online. And there's 15 hours of free audiobooks on Spotify. Amazing. But audio, I listen to the Bible every morning and it really helped me. I don't have to stop. I know some people are like, you need to stop and sit with God. I have to be doing other things or my brain will start doing hips. Or playing Lil Uzi in the background.
Yeah.
I don't want to be reading
Jude. We can't do that, bro.
You can't be.
Because the amount of times I've been praying and I start thinking, I'm like, oh, sorry.
Have a TikTok sound in my head?
I don't mean that. I don't mean that. I don't mean that. I'm sorry. I don't even mean to. You know what I mean. Yeah. Like, literally. Yeah. So please use either studylight.org, go online, find YouTubers that you can relate to that look like you also. Because
that part. It's different. It gets
how the white woman interpreted is probably different than you.
Way, way.
I mean, unless you are white, then, you know.
You got
we don't know who's submitting.
I'll be forgetting.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a really good segue to this next one.
No, big facts. Okay. Oh, you. Me or you?
Me. Yeah.
I am a white woman and I married an African man. I don't think his family likes me because I look different. So we were like, we really had to sit with this one.
We really did because we don't know this experience.
At all.
But
I know a little bit about, I have a Nigerian fiance. So my stepmom actually just sent, not stepmom, my mother-in-law, sorry, that didn't feel right. My mother-in-law actually sends me different women that aren't Nigerian cooking food. And I'm like, okay, this is a bonding moment for us. Okay, it's literally a white woman like cooking pounded yam. I'm like, I mean, okay. Like, yeah. I mean, okay. But I will say, watch other women or on TikTok/YouTube who's in your position. I am sure there's other white women talking about these experiences. Just like we said with the PCOS lady. Just figure out how they're figuring that out. Because I'm sure they're going through that. Make time to get to know the grandma or the mom. Because African cultures are very matriarchal. It's like the women come first. You see what I'm saying? They really prioritize calling like hard, like call that mama at least once a month, but preferably once a week. And they're very straightforward. Like I will literally call Dammy's mom. He'd be like, hello. Hi. How are you? Good. How are you? Good. How's your family? Good. How's the kids? Good. Okay. Just checking on you. Is Dammy good? Yeah. Okay. That's the full call. Mm. And it was hard because with my mom's conversations, it's like, hey, girl, da-da-da-da-da. But we don't have the relationship because I don't have an African mom, of course. Yeah. And also, she's my mother-in-law. So it's been a whole thing. But, like, the family may not like you, but if you really want to, you fight for what you want. You figure out how to get them to like you. Try to start cooking jollof rice. It's going to be hard. It might taste nasty, but at least you're trying. And they'll probably get a good laugh out of it. Great laugh, okay?
Well, at least you tried.
Like, figure out, like, literally how I started bonding with Dammy's mom. I said, hey, can you teach me how to cook jollof rice for his birthday? And that's, we talked the most. Wow. And that was the longest call we've ever had. Because I was like, hey, do you measure? She said, no. I said, okay. a dash, you know, the whole thing. But, yeah, I will say, you really just have to work hard at it. And if it's really horrible, talk to your husband. Because he, at the end of the day, that's the connection. And they shouldn't be talking down on you or looking down on you if you're his wife.
Or I was going to say, a lot of it also comes from what his relationship is with the family and why do they if they are making you feel uncomfortable,
yeah,
realistically, you can say that, but it's up to him to lay that boundary and be like, that's my wife. Like,
that's in the day.
Why don't talk to her like that, or don't treat her like that, you know, like, which is really hard, especially depending on, like, if he's really a mama's boy, or he's really, like, you know, his family, he's really tight-knit with them. But realistically, I mean, I feel like once you marry somebody, that is your now family.
Mm-hmm.
And they come before your family you came from. Versus the
one, you know, the wife comes first, the husband.
The one you
comes
make
first.
Comes before the one you came from. So which is crazy, like,
but that's the riddle.
That's the case, yeah. So I feel like, you know, hopefully that is something you can discuss as well. Yep. But if that's not the case, start with that advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Start with that advice.
Listen.
You're right. You're onto something. Okay, I think we got time for maybe 2-3 more, but all you moms.
Is there any advice on if you are loving your boyfriend and love where the relationship is going, but sometimes for more context, we are medium distance. So any medium distance, long distance tips and tricks so I keep the spark in the relationship.
I will start, before we can do this, it's a two-way street. If you're putting in 90% of the work and he, like, and also have this conversation with him. At the end of the day, that's your man.
Decide if you even want to do long distance because...
Yeah. Yeah, medium distance sucks. I mean, we were a little bit medium distance, but it's like I was driving to him, he was driving to me. You see what I'm saying? We made it work. But a few things, because I had a medium distance relationship, was FaceTime. Prioritize FaceTime dates. I love seeing that man's face, and you should too. Online two-player game. Let's say you guys can't see each other for a month. All right, cool. Set up some two-player date nights, okay? Like, just, or like online Scrabble, online Sudoku, you will make time for the things you want at the end of the day. And if he's not making time and you tried time and time again.
Listen, I mean, honestly, like, I'm not in a long distance relationship, but my last relationship, I said, if any one of us moves, I don't think I can do that.
Oh, you think you can do long distance?
I can't. Like, and I mean, honestly, that's just something I just have to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I know for a fact I could be in love with somebody, but I'm very much an out of sight, out of mind type of person. I will literally be like, okay, like, I'm not seeing you. Of course, I'm in love with you, but also, like, I need to be up under you in order to keep the spark alive.
Oh, it was hard.
And if your physical touch, like, or quality time, girly, it's very hard to do quality time if y'all are literally across the country.
And that's literally, if it's quality time, you really just have to make time.
Very
and it's,
creative.
Like, and the internet is going to help you real bad. Prioritizing time to talk to each other every day, even if it's just for 30 minutes. Planning ahead of time when y'all will see each other, so there's a countdown. The countdowns really made our relationship thrive. Mm. Oh my God, 23 days until I see you. I'm so excited. We're going to do that and that. And then also, y'all both got to put in the work. I know I already said this, but I really got to make this apparent. Or one of y'all going to feel like the other is slacking and you're going to start resenting them.
Mm.
And you don't want that. You do not want resentment. Speak up.
Yeah.
Which is easier said than done. I'm trying to tell you. Even 4 years in, easier said than done. But it's doable if you love the person. You want to make it work.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
This person says, thanks so much for moving in with the man episode and making it so long. I enjoyed it. I love listening to y'all every time I drive back home from college. Appreciate y'all.
Period.
Thanks, girl. And that's I think right. I know who that is.
Yeah.
Love ya.
Type A's love appreciation. Like, we made a playlist for January, and one of the girls was like, that's so slay. I've never heard really anybody say that out loud, but I was like, thank you, girl. Like, that means a lot. Like, we love gratitude, and we love when you guys just say, thank you guys for making this podcast, because you guys will see eventually in the season.
Yeah.
It's taken a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
No, absolutely. Maybe it's gonna be the last one.
This next one. Yeah, this one's long.
Me or you?
I can go with this one.
Okay.
So this person says, hi, I've been listening to your podcast for a while. It has really helped me get through work on really hard days. Although everything isn't relatable, I enjoy living through the experiences you guys talk about. I'm very introverted and don't have friends at work. I don't mind. People tend to describe me as standoffish but nice in the office. But honestly, the energy never feels right. I decided to approach a girl at my job because I felt like our energy was weird. I've trained her on some work tasks, but I've always got the gut feeling she didn't like me. So I asked her politely if we could talk, and I brought up the situation. She claimed to have no problems and said I was nice. I low-key feel like she lied. I explained it to my family, and they felt the same. I'm trying not to be confrontational or cry for a friend. I'll stand alone and fend for myself if need be. The girl is well liked, but I feel like I showed an insecurity and will be seen as an aggressive outcast. I don't regret it, but I don't know if I jumped the gun or did something wrong. I'm a 24-year-old black girl in upstate New York. Thank you for your time and wish you the best of luck, or both luck, in all your future endeavors.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, I feel you. I feel like I can definitely relate to this in a sense of like, I realize, especially at my job, not everyone likes you. And it's very apparent sometimes. Because it's like, we're working together and I see how you talk to other people and how you treat other people. And it's not how you treat me. Mm. And as an overthinker and as a type A girly, it's like, why don't they like me?
They need to like me.
What's not to like?
Yeah, I'm literally doing I'm people pleasing you to death so that you can like me.
Like me back.
Yeah.
I think the first step is realizing not everyone's going to like you and let them.
Let them.
Let them. It's okay. Like having that let them mentality has freed a lot of my like stress and overthinking and social anxiety.
Yeah.
Let them. If she doesn't like you, let her. Yeah. And I think bringing it to her attention, I don't know how quickly you guys have known each other or like how close you guys work on a team. Mm-hmm. I do think if there are tensions on a team, it is important to be like, hey, we work together every single day. Like I want us to have a good relationship.
Yeah.
But now that you know that you feel like she might have lied, I wouldn't bring it up again. Mm-mm. Because clearly she either shut down in the conversation or she was just like, I don't really feel like talking about it. So I wouldn't push it because I think especially a black woman being corporate, there's a very thin line between expressing how you feel and being labeled as aggressive mm-hmm. or being labeled as, oh, she doesn't work well on the team.
Yeah.
Or one day you don't feel like putting on this performance of being the like, oh, like the token happy-go-lucky, always entertaining black girl, which I think a lot of them expect us to be on a team. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Are you okay today?
Bro, yeah. I'm just.
It's literally just 8 a.m. and I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know, so I wouldn't put that pressure on yourself to feel like you have to meet that mark. And you said you're introverted. Listen, I get it. Like my default is introvert. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that, but it is. Like I forced myself to be extroverted.
Yeah.
And I know how that feels to take a lot out of you to go to work and have to be like, damn, I got to talk all day. And then I got to go home and I got to do all these things. It takes a toll on you. So I would say definitely don't change who you are, but just also realize that a lot of people in corporate will interpret that quietness, unfortunately, as aggression. And as she's not meshing well with the team, you know? Yeah.
Especially because that girl is the more liked girl, I guess, in the yep. office. That's really hard. Especially, like, if it's like, oh, I'm black and you're black, but there can only be one black girl in the office.
Oh, oh my God. The competitiveness.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That feeling like there can only be one. I don't know if she is black, but
yeah,
whoever she is, I mean, I would just tread also lightly with her because it seems like she has pull.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be at the other end of that.
No.
Like, I would just keep it cool, keep it cute with her, but definitely I wouldn't have another conversation because I think you're now inching into grounds of her being like, she's attacking me.
Yeah.
And if she's white.
That's what I was about to say.
It can get into that territory very, very quickly.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're still feeling this way and you're like, I have anxiety going to work or just something anxiety adjacent, start buffing up that resume. Find another job or find another role. Yeah. To get another team.
Yeah. The team makes all the difference.
Oh, goodness. Like,
all the difference. And sometimes you might not mesh well with different teams.
Mm-hmm.
And that's natural. That happens. But yeah. If you can find a team that you feel more comfortable on, do that. Because I was talking to my coworker the other day. He's older. And he was just like, I feel like your generation, like, you guys are so quick to leave a job or leave something. He's like, why couldn't you just tough it out for a year or 2 years? And I was like, a year or 2 years is too much time to tough something out.
That part.
Like,
especially because we spent 2 years in COVID. Like,
we're young.
We are working on borrowed time.
Literally.
Like, what?
Literally. Mentally, I mean, we lost 2 years. I should be 21 right now.
Bro, I should be literally 22. Like we done missed all that. I mean, COVID did do some good, okay?
Yeah.
But it did a whole lot of bad, okay? But yeah, girl, start buffing up that resume because I don't want you to feel like that while you're making money. You're supposed to be making money and being cute. And this don't feel like the making money being cute type vibes. Yeah, this right. is this. You struggle every time you go into work. You don't even open up that laptop. You don't even want to put on them clothes to get. You're dreading going to work. Nobody should dread going to work. I know people do.
Yeah.
But especially your office job, girl, make that desk cute. And you really have to get in your ear if I do not care about what other people think about me. Way easier said than done.
Yeah,
of course.
And the standoffishness, like, I don't honestly. I think that a lot of people interpret like if you are a black and you're not extroverted. As social, like, standoffish and, like, you're not socially, like, in the group,
yeah.
which sucks. So yeah. don't take that personal. Like, she said you're standoffish. You're not standoffish. You just don't know them people.
Simple.
You're just not comfortable yet.
Yeah.
Because I've been told, oh, like, you're really quiet or, like, oh, like, I thought you would talk more. I don't know you. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I literally just came in here. I'm just scoping out the scene. I'm trying to fill out the room first.
Yeah.
So don't feel guilty for doing that and don't feel like you got to change who you are. Like, realistically, it seems like she might have, like, you know, a tendency of doing this to other people that might not be the same as her. Yeah. So I wouldn't take it personal.
Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all.
But on that note, I mean, we went through a lot of questions today.
We went through a lot.
We still have a lot more.
We have a whole lot more. Hold on, let me do a quick time check because I didn't do it. What's our time?
Your episode is at 1 hour and 5 minutes, but I started it a little bit early. I got to get just in case you want to have B-roll. I would say do what you want. I still have to wait for the other room to finish. So
okay.
Okay. You want us to do one more?
Okay, one more, yeah.
Yeah, y'all get in the behind the scenes because we're going to keep this in. This is real.
Okay? Oh, okay. This is real time.
This is real, okay?
Okay.
What is it? Okay, last one.
Okay.
Okay. How can you actually tell that a guy is interested in you? I've always been told I'm a little oblivious when it comes to men flirting with me, but I'm someone that you need to be obvious with. Like, you need to directly tell me that you like me and interested in me, or I just think you're being nice. So when men are flirting, what are some tips/keywords that will help me know when someone is flirting with me?
Let me tell you. Okay, so a little bit of when I saw this question, I got excited because I was like, I really relate to this. I feel like especially if you're a girly that had like a pretty big glow up, either like late high school or college, which I did. So initially, like, I wasn't, not to say like face card never declined, but it was like I wasn't used to having like male attention like that until I got into college. And like, it's also just the fact that I was at a PWI and like I was just not them little white boys type.
Facts.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I can't tell if he just is nice, wants to be my friend, or like we're just kikiing, or he really wants to date me.
Yeah.
And to this day, I still struggle with this, and I don't really know when someone's flirting because I'm used to them just being nice, and not really knowing what that means.
Yeah.
But now I realize if you guys are in a group setting, and he just keeps looking at you, he says something funny, he looks at you to see if you laugh first. Man likes you.
Okay.
Also, body language. How is he towards you? Are you talking to him and he's like facing the other way completely? Or is he angled towards you? Because I realized that very quickly, like knees hitting mine. Oh, you might like me. You might like me a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay.
Yeah.
What's the deal? Also, like, how does he talk? Does he make an effort to talk to you and just like go up to you specifically?
Yeah.
I realized that very quickly. Like, there was guys where I'm used to them just like, I think we're friends. But then my friends are like, no, he only come and talk to you.
Oh.
We get invited out. He talking about, can you and your friends come? He not even texting the other friends. I said, oh, well, perhaps.
Yeah.
He might like me. So effort really does show a lot. Like, is he making a genuine effort to come and talk to you?
Yeah.
Also, the physical touch is a real one. Like, you just notice they'll start, like, trying to, you know. I'd be like, don't touch me first date, bro. But if he starts trying to bump that knee into yours or something like that, you can tell that they might like you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I feel like, see how he reacts if you bring up other guys. I didn't realize this, but I had a guy friend, and I was just talking about, like, other guys that I was trying to talk to or something, and he got a little quiet. And I said, why are you quiet? And he just stopped the conversation. Like, he changed the subject.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, sometimes jealousy is also a real, like, okay, he might actually like me. Yeah.
Wow. The more you know.
The more you know. I really learned this, like, within the past, like, year and a half, where I've been like, oh, wait, like, I didn't even realize they liked me like that.
Yeah.
But I think also if you are kind of like I don't want to say an intimidating person, but guys have told me I'm intimidating. Like, oh, I didn't really know what to say to you.
Yeah. What?
I'm like, hi, I don't bite at first.
Nope. Please. Or if they buy you a drink.
Oh, yeah. That too. If he comes up to you, he's like, let me buy you a drink. That's pretty a telltale sign. But
telltale. Because in this economy, you buying me a $27 drink?
Bro.
Wow.
Come on. Give me that amaretto sour, okay? Oh, okay? I want a lemon drop now. I'll take it. Like, that's also how you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just making time to just spend with you one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even if it's just, like, blanketed as, oh, like, let's study together. Or can you help me with this type of thing?
That's or like, going, or, like, trying to take you isolate off to the you. Side. Thank you. Take you off to the side.
Come over here.
When you're in a big group.
Yeah.
You see what I'm
exactly.
saying?
You really see how someone likes you if you're in a big group, especially with guys. I realize they will like focus
and
on
you. And they'll get territorial over you.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
That's
mine.
Yeah, for real.
Oh,
didn't know he felt like that.
Property. Good.
Yeah. Damn.
Like 1950s.
Three-fifths of person. I'm not doing none of that.
You say three-fifths compromise?
Yeah.
Oh.
You said property.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, wait, A push.
I don't like that.
But on that note, thank you guys so much for watching.
We will get back to y'all with more questions.
Absolutely.
We will definitely be having them on Patreon, but we know that the girlies that submitted theirs up until this point did not know that you're going to have to pay $3 to have their questions answered.
Exactly.
So we'll be answering all the other questions for free.
For free.
But now starting, you know, moving forward with the season, we're going to have all our episodes on Patreon for listener questions and... Yeah. yeah, guys, all the links are in our bio as always.
Mm-hmm. And you know, if they get real juicy, we might throw a little bit one for free, you know, so that will really incentivize y'all to really give us y'all business. Because at the end of the day, I'll just say me, I am inquisitive, aka nosy, and I love other people's business. That's just what it is. I love reading. Girl, I'm not gonna hold you, I love the juicy ones.
The bring juicy them ones. On. There's been times I've been like, oh my god,
what are we gonna say?
What do we say to that?
And again, we're not therapists. We're not licensed. Nothing. Okay.
If don't anything, sue us. If we give you advice and it goes away, we're sorry.
We're sorry, but we can't do nothing. Okay. Y'all the one that wrote it. Okay.
That'd
but,
be a really good like Netflix original.
Yeah.
Like some podcast hosts give advice and it just goes. The person takes it and they try to come back and sue them.
Imagine. Yeah, don't sue us.
Hopefully that's not a documentary about us.
No, literally. We haven't even broken even. Anyways, we love y'all so much and we'll see you guys next episode. Bye. Bye.